This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
Brittany, in her own words, will a new doc finally reveal the truth about her life?
It's been 13 years and it's enough.
Plus, Rihanna reveals.
Oh, you want me to snitch?
Her savage new project with her man.
Could he make an appearance here?
Ooh.
Then it's a Nick Cannon roast on the set of The Masked Singer.
We make fun of him as much as possible. Yeah.
I didn't even know he had like 10 other children this past month.
Plus, behind the scenes of the new competition show turning singers into avatars.
What are you waiting for?
And
come on, your opinion means a lot to me.
Remembering Sex and the City star Willie Garson.
We always say that we'd be with each other even if we weren't on the show together.
E.T. starts now.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Michelle Turner has the night off. You know, the circus surrounding Britney Spears and her conservatorship is in the spotlight once again. Matter of fact, has it ever left? 7 months after the Framing Britney Spears documentary sparked outrage, a new Netflix project is adding more fuel to the Free Britney fire.
I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does. It's been 13 years and it's enough.
Netflix dropped the 88-second trailer today at noon Pacific time.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
Hi, my name's Britney Spears. I called you earlier.
Yesterday, Netflix posted this chilling 18-second teaser for the doc, a 2009 voicemail Brit allegedly left for an attorney.
I'm calling this in because I just wanted to make sure that we're in the process of ending the conservatorship.
Within 24 hours, it already had 1.5 million views. Legal expert Rachel Stockman says the audio is pretty interesting considering Britney testified in court she did not know it was possible to end her conservatorship.
I don't think it necessarily means we can pin Britney Spears as some kind of liar in this situation because, first of all, we don't have the whole context of exactly what the voicemail said.
The doc called Britney vs. Spears premieres next Tuesday. That's the day before Britney's next big court hearing. This morning, Britney's attorney filed legal papers to end the conservatorship this fall.
There is a potential we're going to see quite a bit of movement at this hearing.
Like all things Brit, the doc news is stirring up conspiracy theories. Here's one. Britney's constant cryptic posts about red were really a nod to Netflix's distinct logo and this project. Now to news on another pop star. Nichelle got all the details about Rihanna's Savage X Fenty show.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
The looks are sexy. They're edgy. They're fun. They're flirty. They're playful.
Let's go!
They're savage, and they're going to make you feel that way. You've seen this show. Even now, I'm thinking, okay, so how do we talk this one next year?
I heard you mention that you are incorporating architecture in the show. So what can we expect?
Oh, you want me to snitch?
It took 3 days and over 44 hours to film Riri's Savage X Fenty Show Volume 3 at LA's iconic Bonaventure Hotel. The 33-story building has a long Hollywood history. Arnold Schwarzenegger rode into it on a horse in True Lies.
Inspiration really came from the venue. The venue is going to be the star of the whole show.
As for the actual stars you'll see when the show drops on Amazon Prime Video Friday, there's Gigi Hadid, Irina Shayk, Vahati Prinsloo, and Vanessa Hudgens, just to name a few, plus 7 performers.
Well, we have Ricky Martin, Nas, Daddy Yankee.
Cool.
Ah, I almost ruined a surprise. Ooh. A surprise.
Hola.
Could the surprise be Riri's man of 10 months, A$AP Rocky? Last week, the power couple hit up the Met Gala together, so you know I had to ask.
We have seen ASAP model for Fenty Skin. Maybe could he make an appearance here?
Oh, you had to just throw that in, huh? That was good, though. That was good. Look, girl, I gotta give it to you.
I tried it.
Because she is fashion killer.
Michelle Turner, journalist extraordinaire.
That's a Pulitzer move.
Yes, it is. All right, can we move on to Nick Cannon? Because unlike Rihanna, he seems to have a problem with commitment.
You could say that, but you know, he does commit to family. Nick is back with his TV family hosting The Masked Singer, and his friends on the panel shared with me their thoughts on Nick becoming a father of seven.
We make fun of him as much as possible. The very first episode this season, I said, Nick, is it okay? Can we go there? Can I do it? He said, go for it. So I just started laying into it.
So you have it, my baby.
I didn't even know he had, like, 10 other children this past month. I didn't even know. I was like, what?
Every time he's, like, picking things up off stage, I go, oh, it's like taking your kids to kindergarten.
Congratulations. We love you, Nick. Apparently a lot of other people do too.
Last week, Nick proudly showed off the latest photo of baby number seven, Zen. Yeah, we cannot wait for Bring Your Kids to Work Day. But in the meantime, we were on set with this crew, finding out all about the fun changes in store as season six of The Masked Singer kicks off tonight on Fox.
The clues are a little bit more sparse this season. So
you gotta dig a little deeper.
You didn't know your own man. At one point.
I did it!
The legend is in the building! Donnie Wahlberg!
Oh my God!
Could anybody else's family members be underneath one of these masks this season?
Next. Just as long as no exes come popping out, I'll be fine.
I think
with
that's
that.
In my contract.
One new twist in the competition.
The take it off buzzer.
We hit the buzzer and then we can make the contestant take off their costume right away. Ken thought it meant he's supposed to take it off.
Yeah, I can neither confirm nor deny that, but yes.
Some of the over-the-top costumes include a cupcake, a baby, the Queen of Hearts, and the Bull. But who's under the mask? Well, here's who Jenny's hoping for in our exclusive look.
I don't know, I want it to be Zac Efron so badly.
Right. Let's just say that I find it much more comfortable admiring your show from afar.
Will you and Nicole be upping the ante by singing?
We were asked to sing, finally. Yeah, which was kind of fun.
Yeah, I was asked to do it, but I politely and respectfully declined. I said, you know, give it to Robin and Nicole.
He's a giver.
After The Masked Singer tonight, Fox is premiering the world's first Avatar singing competition. We spoke with the judges.
Singers perform backstage while their alter egos battle it out center stage.
What are you waiting for?
That's truly exciting because we don't know what we're going to see.
20 alter ego contestants compete for Nick Lachey, Alanis Morissette, Grimes, Will.i.am, and a live studio audience, hoping to win $100,000 and a priceless mentorship.
This alter ego is liberating.
This is me. I'm free.
You guys are larger than life performers. On stage, when you're making music, do you ever feel that something else is taking over?
I feel that way in the studio.
Yes.
If I'm in the studio, I'm like a scientist.
Well, I was transformed into a vampire using Alter Ego's groundbreaking technology.
And have you guys put on the mocap suit? Any of you? Have
no.
You?
No,
you haven't.
Not okay, yet. All right. There's a rumor.
They're holding out on
us.
I'm looking forward to the day off to put that leotard on.
Oh, you did it?
I did it, and it was wild.
And over on ABC, the Goldbergs is honoring the late George Segal.
The news was devastating. He passed 2 days before we stopped filming season 8. He just kept fighting through 2020. There were huge fires near his house. He got through that. One of his caregivers got COVID. He got through that. His wife was very ill and he nursed her through that. We would fly him out and just film all his scenes really quickly in a couple of days. Our first episode this season is such a tribute to George Segal and the character of Pops. And yet it is also a movie tribute because that's what we do, our first episode of every season.
Dad, I demand you put all your money on Pop Goes the Weasel to win.
Absolutely not.
But it's so close.
So this is an homage to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And we go on our own excellent adventure trying to figure out where Pops would have wanted his ashes spread. So it manages to be funny and heartwarming and tear-jerking.
And today, the Sex and the City family is dealing with their own loss, honoring Willie Garson, who passed away at age 57 after a private cancer battle.
And just like that.
This summer, Willie began shooting HBO Max's Revival, giving his all even while he was sick. Garson was last seen on set August 3rd, and his co-stars are in mourning.
But it turns out, it was love.
From Mario Cantone, I'm devastated. Cynthia Nixon, he was a source of light, friendship. Kim Cattrall wrote, a terribly sad loss. And Kristen Davis, we are bereft without him. Understandably, Sarah Jessica Parker commented, I'm not ready yet. The two have been friends for 4 decades.
Like really close friends. But we always say that we'd be with each other. We'd be hanging out anyway on each other's set, even if we weren't on the show together. So it's just an extension of our lives together.
This is my fabulous friend, Stanford Bletch.
While we knew him as Carrie's gay BFF, some fans may be surprised to know that in real life, Willie was straight, and his biggest role was dad.
What's the best thing you've ever done?
Adopted my son.
20-year-old Nathan Garson posted, love you more than you will ever know, and I'm glad you can be at peace now.
And Kev, in his final tweet, written on September 4th, Willie said this, be kind to each other always. Love to all, approach kindness.
Such a beautiful and powerful message. Rest in peace, Willie. Still ahead.
Have the best day ever, sending you so much love.
A look at Jada Pinkett Smith's birthday filled with star-studded surprises.
Jada, I'm talking to you from inside my closet because outside my closet, they're twins.
Then, look at this. How Nicole Richie's birthday bash got a little too lit. Plus, a sneak peek at The Sopranos prequel starring James Gandolfini's real-life son.
Hi, Christopher. Hello.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Yes!
Nicole Richie's 40th birthday was lit. Literally, she captioned this moment, well, so far 40 is fire. Her husband Joel commented, that's hot. I'm glad she's okay, because that almost got out of control. And speaking of fire, or at least red hot, our friend Jada Pinkett Smith just turned 50 on Saturday, and she was showered with some star-studded love at the red table.
Well, I have officially joined the 50 Club, and I was just told to just show up. So yeah. Here I be, y'all.
Okay, let's go. Let's roll it.
Jada, I'm talking to you from inside my closet because outside my closet, there are twins with plastic swords that are bashing each other in the head. And I do have a question I've been wanting to ask you for a long time. And it's pretty simple. How do you put up with Will?
He looks great.
Hi, Jada. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
I'm so excited for you.
Happy birthday, lovely, lovely, beautiful Jada.
You got a little teary, see?
Because I love Angela.
Jada was overcome with emotion by all that birthday love from her Hollywood besties. It included a serenade by Toni Braxton. The episode is streaming now on Facebook Watch, and Jada was completely caught off guard by a surprise appearance from the Smith sons, Jaden and Trey.
You guys have been the greatest gift of my life.
Mm-hmm. You guys have been so loving and supportive, and you guys just see me.
That's what it's all about right there, family. All right, now to our exclusive with country singer, Jana Kramer. Opening up about her divorce.
I'm still angry. I still feel betrayed.
And moving on with Kristen Cavallari's ex, Jay Cutler.
I just want love. I want to be cherished.
Then the Connor season premiere preview. Why the show just cast real life fans.
I'm waiting to see how that explodes.
Weird.
Plus, the return of the Wonder Years.
It's a remix.
our sneak peek with the stars.
The show is so fly, y'all. I don't think y'all understand.
Welcome back to ET. I'm in Nashville at home talking love, life, and new music with Miss Jana Kramer.
It's an ET exclusive. You got me spinning
like a wheel. What is the most challenging part about diving back into the dating scene, but also being Jana Kramer?
Well, I mean, I don't like see it as that.
Are you on dating apps or is it?
I was. I'm not anymore. But
I have kissed a few frogs since divorce, but it's okay.
Look, I don't play games. I don't know how to play games. I'm just like, I'm gonna tell you, like, this is what it is. And like, do you wanna hang out or do you not wanna hang out?
You were spotted with Jay Cutler recently. Mm-hmm. What is that deal?
I mean, I've learned the lesson of being almost too open in my words.
The 37-year-old is moving on after her painful divorce with ex Mike Cawson, who has admitted to having a sex addiction. She filed the papers in April to end their almost six-year marriage.
I'm angry. No, I'm mad. No, actually, like, bye-bye, next. You know? Yeah. So it's kind of like all over the place.
All the stages of
all
grief.
The stages. And like my therapist says, it's just gonna keep circling back around. Tell me I'm making
this up. How is co-parenting going?
Co-parenting. There's good and bad days. I'm always very friendly in front of the kids. You know, like, we're very like, hi, we've had some family dinners, but I also realize I'm not ready for the family dinners yet. Mm. You know, like, I'm still angry. I still feel betrayed, and I'm just not ready to, like, be best friends with a person that I still don't trust.
The mom to Jolie and Jace is healing with the help of music. On Friday, she's releasing Voices, her first single in over a year.
It's a song that really helped me through my divorce. I'm fighting voices in my head, telling me that I'm not enough. What were those negative voices? That I'm not worthy of a great love. And that's been the hardest for me. I have a lot of love to give, and I just hope one day that's cherished.
Look, we're rooting for Jana to find love and happiness. Great interview. All right, let's jump from music to TV and the Wonder Years revival. It premieres tonight. And here in L.A., the show celebrated by selling gas at a local station for 34 cents a gallon, 1968 prices. Matt Cohen, meanwhile, caught up with the cast, starting with the show's rising star, E.J. Williams. What would you do
if I say? I'm telling you, want to start going together, man. Don't be scared.
I'm not scared.
EJ, what do you hope audiences take away from this show the most?
This is not a copy. It's a remix.
In this remix, it's 1968, and it's about a black family living in Montgomery, Alabama. Dulé Hill is the dad, and how did 12-year-old E.J. Williams find out he got the lead role? Well, the news came straight from the OG Kevin Arnold himself, Fred Savage, who's an executive producer.
It's your turn to be the star.
Oh, my God.
It's your part, man. Welcome.
Thank you. Fred is the only one who laughs at my jokes, so I really appreciate it.
That's true.
Hold on. Dulé, you don't think EJ's jokes are funny? What's up with that? Savage is the only one that thinks they're funny?
Oh, no, it's not just him. It's everybody. It's crickets on set all day.
Bad enough, my son doesn't have rhythm.
Hey.
Yet. My son doesn't have rhythm yet.
Dulé, what do you remember about the show from back then?
Of course, I remember Kevin Arnold and Winnie Cooper and having that crush. But I will say, I was very aware of the fact that I did not see myself reflected that often within the show.
Milan Ray plays the Winnie Cooper character and Amari O'Neill, the best friend, in The Wonder Years, which premieres tonight on ABC. And you can't throw it back to the 60s without talking about the groovy fashions.
The show is so fly, y'all. I don't think y'all understand how fly the 60s were. The boots, the skirts, the t-shirts.
After The Wonder Years, the Conners season 4 premiere will go live on both coasts. The cool part? Fans who won a sweepstakes get to be part of the storyline and be a Conner when one family member calls them up for an impromptu conversation.
We didn't want to just do a stunt for stunt's sake. It became such a meaningful way to honor people for watching.
Are you insane? Ooh, hasn't worked for me. Not gonna work for you.
So, are the stars nervous?
Lori doesn't like to know what's going to happen. She likes to be surprised.
I'm waiting to see how that explodes.
Weird, yeah.
Because you're going to have to watch and see what happens, and so are we.
Just got to play along and try to improv.
I think it's a good thing they've got a
mute button they can push.
I'm the most fearful of them demanding my resignation, I think.
I do want to remind you that in season two, the Conners went live and everything turned out just fine. All right, coming up, look at that beautiful picture of James Gandolfini and his son, Michael. Well, now Michael is taking on his father's TV legacy. Your exclusive sneak peek at The Sopranos prequel is on the way, y'all. Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Honey, you have a lot of jobs.
Kids, you know I got a lot of them. My therapist says I should be celibate.
Oh, please join us tomorrow for our Nick Cannon exclusive. He's about to enter the world of daytime talk, and we have a lot to talk about. And we'll also be at the premiere of The Many Saints of Newark. It's a prequel film to The Sopranos and stars the late James Gandolfini's son, Michael, in his dad's most iconic role. As a matter of fact, here's your exclusive sneak peek. See y'all later.
Tony's a bad person because all this really bad stuff happened to him, and I got really inspired by that.
And playing the family matriarch, Oscar nominee Vera Farmiga.
I'm not some lunatic.
It doesn't get any better than Nancy Marchand. I watched her performance over and over.
Get inside, both of you!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.